Great Country Q94. It's now time for Coffee with Kyle. Thanks to Dunkin' Donuts this morning. And it feels good being back, guys.
Yeah,
time.
This is good.
Yeah, as Lori
is. It's got a whole different flavor to it. I feel like it's more energetic. Just we're just out there more.
I feel like we're way better.
I feel like definitely.
We're just going to say better.
We definitely see the ratings and the tunage go way through the roof.
Way up.
Yeah. People are calling their neighbors right now.
Yep. They're like, hey, Gabe and Kyle's on.
Yep.
Tune them in.
Yep.
And we even got treats for you.
It's like old days. I know. There's honey.
Yep. Oh. My mom decided to swing by. She wanted to see how the operation worked.
Thank you, Gabe's mom.
And some people put honey with their coffee.
Yeah, this is good stuff.
So we're going to do that. So, yeah, this is an important week, 2 weeks, with everyone's going back to school.
Yeah, it's that time of the year where our kids are going back to school. We had Prairie Catholic schools started this past Monday, and our public schools start Thursday, I believe. So be a busy couple weeks here.
Well, let's start with presented the safety patrol at Prairie Catholic.
Yeah, so Prairie Catholic has their middle school kids that participate in the safety patrol. Shoot, I can remember, 25-plus years ago now, being part of the safety patrol there. And they're just responsible for crossing kids. They do some hallway stuff, make sure the kids are not cruising up the stairs in the wrong direction, those types of things, and cross them at the end of the day. It's a huge asset for us, for a police department, to have those kids there to cross them over the side of the street. It's not really a busy street anyways, but it's just always good to have that flag and those markers out there, and then the kids to help the younger kids across the street. I'm sure the parents... I'm a parent there. I have a child that goes there in the third grade, so I'm appreciative of it. I'm sure the other parents are as well. So safety patrols are important. It's kind of a thing of the past. The nice thing is the police department bought them a number of years ago, all their sashes that go around them that are reflective, and so we provide those to the school, and the school provides us with the service of having these kids be on the safety patrol, and it's important.
So they are ready to go.
They're ready to go.
And then back to school, we're going to start seeing more school buses on the roads again, and I guess one of the big concerns every year after year is outside of town.
Stopping for school buses is important. Every year it seems like it's a hot topic for whatever reason. It's a big controversy on why and when do I have to stop for a school bus. State law requires that you stop for a school bus on multi-lane highways and streets. So, for instance, out by the airport, that is a multi-lane highway. It has a median, but that median is meant to travel across. So if traffic is allowed on that median to travel one direction or the other, you have to stop both directions, whether you're going east or west, north or south, whatever direction you're going past that school bus. Even if there's a median there, if you can travel on the median, you have to stop both directions. Now, if it's a raised median that doesn't allow travel, then you don't have to stop. You just have to use caution going the opposite direction. Going the same direction as the bus, you do have to stop, though, if it's a raised median. So, out by the airport, there's several different circumstances there. If you get closer to Southtown Lane, closer to the new Quick Trip, where there's a raised median, you don't necessarily have to stop. But if that median, if you can travel across that median, you have to stop in both directions. Okay. Even with a raised median, if you're going the same direction as the bus, you have to stop for that stop sign. At the end of the day, you're taking 20 seconds out of your day to stop for a school bus. So let's say you would happen to stop for the school bus and you're not supposed to stop. You know, you're not really losing anything.
What's the worst that could happen?
Well, yeah, I mean, a car behind you might honk or something. So, let's remember, probably our most precious cargo is on that bus. And so take the 20 seconds out of your day and stop for that school bus. The bus drivers, I know they hold their breath every time they're taking kids on and off their buses. Those kids are other people's kids. They're picking them up and dropping them off at somebody else's house. But while they're on that bus and while they're in that commute, that's the school bus driver's kids, and they take that to heart. So take your time, stop for those school buses, give them your time, and use some caution around those. Here's the other thing is when you're following a bus, expect that bus to stop at some point in time. You know, be ready for that bus to stop. Don't be in a hurry to get around it, because about the time you're in a hurry to get around it, the flashing lights come on. And they want you to stop. So just make sure that you're prepared to make that stop.
And we're having coffee with Kyle, thanks to Dunkin' Donuts here on Q94. Getting back to school. Is there any more you want to cover with the back to school stuff?
Yeah, so I'll just touch on briefly. Wednesday, we've got some in-service for the teachers. The school allows us to go in and give presentations on some active threat drills, those types of things. We call it standard response procedures. So it really is full circle. Whether it's a tornado drill, fire drill, active threat drill, all those things, we kind of put them through their paces and say, hey, we really need to think about this in advance. What do we do for a bomb threat? What do we do if there's a tornado drill? So they have that kind of preset mindset going into the school year of, okay, I got to prepare myself for this. We never want those things to transpire, right? But it's been since the 1960s a kid was killed in a fire at a school. That's because we practice this all the time. And so we really need to get in the mix of practicing other drills as well and making sure that we're prepared for those. And then Wednesday evening is a freshman orientation, and this district allows me 20 minutes of time to get in front of the new freshmen coming in and their parents to say, hey, here's what to expect with homecoming. Here's the conduct that's acceptable, not acceptable. This is what truancy looks like. Here are the ramifications if your kid is truant. We have a vaping issue in years past at our high school and really into our middle school. So what are the ramifications if your kid is caught with a vape on school grounds, from teen court to, you know, municipal court to circuit court? How do we hold those kids responsible for having those vapes and just really have that conversation on the front end? Then we talk about some cell phone safety issues as far as sexting and sending inappropriate messages to kids or asking for soliciting, you know, pictures from young adults. You know, we cover those things too. So just a good time, good interaction with the freshmen coming in and their parents as well, to just kind of break the ice and have those conversations on the front end. So
the last 60 seconds of what you've talked about, you and I did not go through that when we were in school.
No, definitely not.
None of that existed.
Man, I graduated in 2001, and I remember getting a cell phone in May of 2001 for the first time, and it was you played Snake on it?
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember Snake.
The Nokia.
Yeah. Those are indestructible.
Yeah, they were.
Gosh. Never had any broken screens for Nokias.
No, never did.
Never had those issues. No, they didn't sell any screen protectors.
No.
Think of the money they've made in screen protectors since the Nokias.
A lot.
Wow.
They actually, I think, I'm pretty sure they sell them so they break on
Probably.
Purpose just to sell more accessories.
Well, listen, you got
to
make some money.
Yeah,
Apple's going broke, I heard.
But the Nokia had a replaceable cover.
Oh, yeah. Though, yep, popped off and popped
off.
Yeah, I remember that. You get different colors.
Different colors,
fancy.
Yeah. NFL stuff. And
man, those are the days. But yeah, you're right.
That's good stuff. We didn't,
senior year, we never even, nobody had cell phones until like the end of my year. People started, you know, getting into the cell phone issue. And text messages just, I mean, they existed, but it just wasn't a thing. You had to pay for each one. You know, I remember my parents getting my first bill, but hey, no more text messages. Now it's free. It's the only way we communicate.
That really was amazing.
Yeah.
Crazy. When it went from 10 cents or 15 to unlimited.
Unlimited text.
Oh,
man.
That was
probably
a
Black Friday deal.
It was a great thing.
Yeah.
It was a great thing.
Yeah.
You know, vaping. I mean, what was that?
Yeah.
You know, smoking in the boys'
cigarettes,
room.
Yeah, or getting a pinch of tobacco or something like that. It was one of those things. But now vaping is very popular and
when you said middle school.
Yeah, we've taken vapes off kids in middle school. Yeah, for sure.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Coffee with Kyle, thanks to Dunkin' Donuts here on Q94. You want to add anything else?
I mean, no, we're good. Just parents, these are going to be a couple busy days for you. Take a deep breath, plan ahead, leave the house early. I'm just as guilty as, you know, getting a few blocks away and, darn it, forgot that lunch. Turn around and those stressors go up, and I get it. I've been there. Just plan ahead. Set that alarm 20 minutes earlier, and you'll get there. Kids will be fine. It'll be a good school year.
All right. Police Chief Pradeshim, Police Chief Kyle Tienhorn, thank you so much for stopping by and having some coffee with Kyle today.
Thanks, Gabe.